You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Hi, I'm Joe Iconis.
And I'm Jennifer Ashley Tepper.
And on this episode of Album Podcast, we're going to be talking about my song titled The Song. And it's about a writer who is pledging to not write a song about a special someone.
It is an early Joe Iconis song that you will be treated to, sung by none other than Joe Iconis himself. It's a little bit mysterious. You might get some clues about who it's about as you listen.
You may, but the song is not about me. So don't even think that.
Definitely
because it's not.
She says, what you've done to me is wrong. It's been your fault all along. And don't you goddamn write a song about me. And I say I will.
The song is one of the first songs that I ever heard you play at the first concert of yours that I ever, the first Joe Iconis and Family concert I ever went to.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it was the infamous Mama Cut Me Deeper concert where you called the concert that because you wanted to write the song called that, right?
Yes.
2008? I think it was 8. I think it was 2008.
Yeah, it was February 2008.
But in that, unless I'm mixing things up, I feel like you played the song and it was, I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
You're 100% right.
Yeah. Where did the inspiration for this song come from?
The inspiration from this song came, so I'm going to talk honestly about this song. I kind of, when I do this song in concert, I always kind of lie about it. Like I sort of, it's like a lie set
up. It's a bit.
Yeah, it's a bit. That's a crude way. A bit. It's a crude way of saying lie. I prefer to say lie, but a bit.
Okay.
So honestly, I have in my life a few times heard from people that they were worried that I was going to write a song about them. And it's not one person, but I had heard it enough that I was like, oh, that's a good idea for a song. someone writing a song about someone who doesn't want a song written about them. And so it's not just one woman. It's something that I had heard and I had heard it, you know, not just from people who I'd been romantically involved with, but people just in, you know, who I had had, you know, either shit with or whatever in my life that, you know, it's a thing that people now will like sort of say to my face. But back then I would be like, you know, like I heard that so-and-so is afraid you're going to write a song about them. Like that was like a thing, you know? And so that's where the idea came from. And the ending of the song it was part of the idea. I was like, I'm going to write this song and then I'm going to end it with saying the person's name.
Which and is, the name know, is just a name you chose.
Yeah. Emily. Or maybe it's not.
Sure,
but that's the thing too that I like about this song where it's like, you know, my hope is that people listening to it, it's, you know, people always laugh at it at the end. And I think it is because it's, you know, it succeeds in both ways. If it is like, I'm not going to write this song about you, Emily, and Emily is the person, or I'm not going to write the song about you, Emily, and Emily's a fake name, and there's just no way, you know, there's no way to know, like, even explaining it sounds so lame when I explain it, but it just kind of, you know, it kind of makes sense. But yeah, but Emily is just a name that I chose, or it is
not
a name that I chose.
Another musical theater writer once told me that that's one of the best names to use in a song. It's just like a very, like, it lends itself to, so I always thought it was funny that.
Really?
I don't know if you share that opinion. Also, it doesn't rhyme with anything, so I don't know why that would be the case, but.
Yeah.
Has anyone else performed this song?
No.
Wow.
No one has ever performed the song except me.
Someone's gonna listen to this right now and take it. Like Will is gonna ask you if he can do it in the next show or something from that.
It's so funny. It's just so, I mean, because it's you know, it's about a songwriter, it just always, you know, felt like, oh, this is a song I'll sing the piano. And you know, also it's I like that you know, it's called The Song.
Right.
Which is also like sort of a you know, it's kind of like a bold title for a song. It's either very bold or very stupid, depending on, you know, how you feel about the song and me. But it feels like a cousin to, you know, album. It's like the same sort of like calling the album, calling a song the song.
It also sort of feels like a cousin of another song on this album, All the Mistakes He Made About the Girl.
Definitely, you know, related. And in a broader sense, them being about, you know, writers who can write their lives, but not necessarily live their lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which also is something that my show Rewrite was like 100% about. Like the you know, that musical is about, it pretends to be three separate musicals, three mini musicals about disconnected characters. But then as the show goes on, it becomes clear that all these characters are connected, and it's all actually about the musical theater writer who the third piece is about, who was writing these earlier two, and then has to confront, you know, the real life versions of these characters who he was writing about in the earlier two. And there's actually a moment in Rewrite towards the end where the main character, whose name was Joe, who was played by Jason Sweetooth Williams, sings this song, this little bit of a song, and he sings, I wish that I was the type of guy, the type who could say whatever he felt. And musically, it sounds very similar to the song. Mm-hmm. And I think that I wrote the song at the same time I was writing Rewrite, mm-hmm. and it really felt like sort of a natural progression, mm-hmm. of this idea of a writer who was good like this, you mm-hmm. know. I was good writing things down on paper, but not so good actually communicating with other human beings.
Yeah.
And a writer who is sort of using his writing as both a wall and an excuse to not mm-hmm. participate in his own life.
Yeah. Rewrite is interesting because I feel like in the course of recording this podcast about the songs on the very large album, mm-hmm. we keep coming across like songs that have never been recorded, which is like, oh my God, even more work to do. But Rewrite is licensed. Rewrite, you know, I saw the script recently at the Drama Bookshop. Mm-hmm. People have done it, like people know about it. A lot of those songs haven't been recorded.
No, most of them. Yeah. I mean, and Rewrite is such a strange show in that it's most of the material in it is... The songs are really tiny. They're mm-hmm. they're so specifically like tailored to the musical that it's mm-hmm. it's hard to take anything out of context.
Right.
In Rewrite. Mm-hmm. It's such a weird kind of like lost musical that mm-hmm. I would love to both do it again and or at least, you know, get a recording of it. I'm excited. It really feels like a show where if I did it, people would accuse me of ripping off all of these other shows that are like either currently on Broadway or have come out in the last few years. But you know, I got the receipts.
And Rewrite was 2008.
2008.
AJ Shively, Lorinda Lisitsa, Nick Blamire, Badia Farah, Lauren Marcus, Jason Sweetooth Williams.
Yeah, that's
directed
it.
By John Simpkins.
Yeah.
It's crazy that there's so much. There is a sequence from Rewrite on YouTube that I feel like the Be More Chill fans found and like mm-hmm. they are obsessed with. So you can watch it on YouTube, kids.
You can watch, the Rewrite slime.
Yeah.
I wish there was a whole Rewrite slime.
Is there not?
No.
Oh, wow.
No, it's just those. And those, the sections of Rewrite that are on YouTube, I might be wrong about this, but I think I'm correct. I believe that Mr. Marcus, Lauren's dad, filmed them. Yeah.
He did a great job. They look good to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
Great expectations.
The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Rewrite. This is not about Rewrite, though.
No,
this
but about the song. But the song is, it really is. Like, it feels like it's part of that show without being part of that show.
Yeah. That was such a great concert when my first real Joyconis Finley concert, and you did the song, and I believe there was some action in the audience. Like, it was a whole, there was an acting portion of the concert.
There was an acting portion. So yeah, so the name of the show is Mama Cut Me Deeper, and it was part of a series that Ryan Scott Oliver was doing. And I at the time I was doing so many concerts, so many Joyconis Finley concerts, I was kind of like, oh, this one, I want to make this one like a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I want to sort of impose more of a theatrical structure on this, and the kind of conceit of it was like we would start it as if it's like every other concert, and then have these moments of unexpected theatricality, and really it's. In a strange way, that concert was like a bit of a prototype for the Christmas show, mm-hmm. because the way the Christmas show kind of operates is like we sort of pretend like it's a concert like every other concert, and then it becomes clear that it's a show, that it's like a fully scripted show with moments of very intense theatricality. So Mama Cut Me Deeper was like the first time I kind of like dabbled in that, really.
Yeah. Well, I never thought of that.
Yeah, but I mean, just, you know, while we're in it. So at the time, I was dating Lauren Marcus. But at the time we did Mama Cut Me Deeper. And I thought it would be so funny to have a moment in the show where she was in the audience, and we did like a question and answer thing. So people mm-hmm. could write down a question, and then they come up to a microphone and ask me or anyone in the cast a question. And so some of them were real, and then some of them I wrote the things that the person was going to ask. And I remember I had one where someone like accused me of stealing a song, or like some, it was so I was really like it was like a very like Andy Kaufman like performance art thing where it was like they weren't even funny. Like one was like angry at me, and it's like, you're an asshole, Joe Iconis, and like stormed out. But then with the Lauren one, she. And I wonder, I don't remember the setup, but it might have been because of the song. Mm-hmm. I won't write about you, Emily. So then Lauren came up to a microphone and picked a fight with me, right? And then it was like who is that song about? I think that's what it was. And we had this fight, and then we broke up at the show.
I remember, yeah.
Which was like a really great, funny idea until we actually broke up in real life. Like 2 months later, and then it felt like that was like, what am I doing? But also like I literally did that, and that's what that's what it's about. Like, even as I'm saying it, it's so embarrassing where it's like I literally wrote breaking up with my girlfriend at the time
into the show
and then did it. But then we got back together, and like, now we're married.
Yeah, you were like 27. This was like ages ago.
I know, but just bad.
Yeah.
Terrible, just like cartoon writer behavior.
I do have a bootleg of it. I also, it's the first photo that you and I ever took together was a stage door pic after this concert, for lack of a better term.
Oh my God, I didn't realize that was
and you were
coming deeper.
Reacting to your bits that you had. Sorry, not bits, lies. They're lies.
All of my lies.
The song! No, I'm just kidding. Anything else about the song?
I was going to say it speaks for itself, but obviously it doesn't, because
we've
been talking
just spoken about it
about it for a long time. Yeah.
The song.
Hey, thanks so much for listening or watching to my podcast. Do me a favor and go to wherever you just listen to or watch this thing and subscribe or like or give us a great rating or review, and then head to bpn.fm/album to find out even more information about this podcast, more ways to watch, more ways to listen, and check out my album. Thanks so much for hanging out.
Album Podcast is executive produced by Liz Armstrong, produced by Dori Berenstein, Alan Seals, Kim Garris, and the rest of the team at the Broadway Podcast Network. be sure to visit bpn.fm/album for both audio and video versions of this podcast and to listen to Album.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.